Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, what I did with my summer vacation, or evolutionary psychology and yow! Well, folks, in a few weeks, I will have been at this psychology business over 30 years, 36 if we include grad school. Yow! One would think that after all that time, I'd have discovered a few things to pass along. One would, but all right, I've learned a few things. And here's what I've learned. Number one, I am a giant blob of protoplasm. And no offense meant, but so are you. As such, we have some specialized protoplasmic subblobs, if you will, that see, hear, smell, taste, touch the world around. And to make sense of all this incoming info, we have another top-of-the-heap subblob called the noodle, the brain, the cabbage. And evolutionarily speaking, these subblobs evolved to detect threats to our blobbiness, perhaps other blobs nearby looking to add to their blobbiness at our expense. That is, eat us. Yeah, no, Mr. Blob, no. Now, our specialized subblobs do well perusing the right in front of us and sending out alarming yows when they sense the end is nearby. The problem is that while we are perusing the nearby, we often fail to see the bigger picture, causing ourselves unnecessary alarm and distress. For example, my alarming yow, look out, comes from focusing narrowly on the number 36, thinking my giant blob is old and maybe headed to blob heaven soon. But I'm missing the big picture, which, if I shift my perspective to the larger context, is that my father blob lived to 78 and my mother blob is still blobbing along at 97. And I never smoked like my father blob did for years, so I'm likely to keep blobbing along just fine for quite some time yet. Seeing the big picture is often a relief. And figuring all that out is what I've done with my summer vacation. I'm Dr. Rich. See the big picture. O'Neill, thanks for tuning in. Thank you.